Hi everyone, you're listening to Personalities at Kerry, and we are here on episode number 68 with Audrey Arrington. Audrey is majoring in marketing and also specializing in global economics. Over the summer of 2018, she interned at John Deere. She's also the president of the Strategic Marketing Club here at WP Kerry. So let's get to know her better in our conversation with Audrey Arrington. Hi everyone, welcome to Personalities at Kerry. This is episode number 68, and today we are chatting with Audrey Arrington. Hey Audrey, just say hi to our friends.
Hi there!
Hey! And yeah, we'll just get started with our very first question, which is always, tell us about yourself, where you come from, what you've done before coming to school, and what got you to school.
Sounds great. So I am originally from West Des Moines, Iowa. That's where my family lives. I've grown up in Midwest my entire life. After I left high school, I went to Brigham Young University, where I got my Bachelor of Arts in Communication Advertising, which is definitely a passion of mine, and I've kind of stuck with that same mentality along the whole way, and that's kind of why I'm doing marketing. After leaving BYU, then I moved to New York City, where I did an internship at an advertising company in the strategy department, specializing in brand development for a bunch of CPG companies, and also getting to work on Land Rover, which was my first foray into automotive. So after leaving New York City, I wanted to get a full-time job, and I decided that New York was just not the place where I wanted to start my career. So I moved to Los Angeles, and I lived there for 5 years, and I still stayed in the advertising agency space, where I worked at a company called Team One, which specialized in luxury clients. So at my time there, I stayed in the strategy department. That's kind of the way that my mind thinks. And I was able to work on the Lexus account and do a bunch of product launches for the Lexus IS and also the NX, which is their SUV, and then the IS is in a sedan. And then after leaving Team One, then I switched to media, where I worked at a small startup media analytics company that specialized in e-commerce and subscription-based companies. And that's where I got to work on Dollar Shave Club and Groupon. Yeah, so it was definitely a whirlwind. I've stayed in strategy the whole time, stayed in the advertising agency side, and then now I'm here at WP Kerry.
Nice. So the Dollar Shave Club thing is like, they don't do actual advertising on TV and stuff, right?
They actually they do.
They do now?
Okay. Yeah. So
I've always heard them on, like, they do the podcast advertising and all that.
Yeah, so they do TV now, and that was one thing that our agency was responsible for, was actually buying all of the TV media and doing connected TV, like what you'd see on like Roku or Apple TV. And then they also do some print and a little bit of radio as well. Okay. So all the media elements. Once they got big enough, then they were able to start doing TV. And they actually were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. So you know you've arrived when that happens.
So what made you decide like you need an MBA right now?
Yeah, I tried to make the transition on my own to the Bay and some of the different areas that I was looking at. And I just found that a lot of the companies that I wanted to work at really, really wanted an MBA. Mm-hmm. They wanted that holistic approach of not only understanding everything in business, but just specifically with like P&Ls and with marketing. And that's really important to understand your supply chain and everything else that goes into that. And coming from in communications background and not technically being in the business school, I was lacking some of those quantitative type skills. I had a little bit of that at my media analytics company and working with these startups and understanding how they get funding and just all the kind of like pain points that go into starting a company and being in that kind of startup phase. But yeah, ultimately just decided, you know what, like advertising is just one small piece of marketing, and I wanted to be able to own more pieces of marketing and have more responsibility at a company working in a brand department while still doing marketing. So that's kind of like my end game.
And WP Kerry, first, like why that?
Yeah, so I had only been to Arizona actually one time before even considering applying here. I had a good friend from high school who graduated from the nursing school, so I'd heard really good things about it being top-notch with Mayo Clinic. And ultimately, I decided to come and check out the school. I did a graduate tour where they actually show you all the different graduate programs on campus, which was really great. And also, I was able to meet with a few of the different counselors, and they had a MBA across America that actually came to LA, and so I was able to attend that event. and meet with a lot of the different schools and learn more about them. And WP Carey was actually there. And mm-hmm. so I got to meet with a few of those people. And I really did feel like that the business is personal was very much a part of the core curriculum, but also just the core mentality and values with being here, and just the type of respect that I received from not even being a student, but being a prospective student, and just all the communication that I was having during the interview process, and even just like application questions and stuff like that. I feel like that they really, even when certain people transitioned to other roles, even within the school, they still made sure to pass me along to the next person so I wouldn't get lost in the shuffle of changing administration. And I really appreciate that, because I really did feel like that they weren't forgetting about me. They wanted to make sure I was going to be successful, which I thought was really great on their part.
When you came in, you probably had certain expectations of what MBA life is going to be like.
Yeah.
Anything that has exceeded those expectations, anything like the clubs or executive connections or career services or events that we have on campus?
Yeah, I think the thing that I was the most impressed by was definitely the caliber of the professors. And I've been fortunate enough to interact with the Center for Service Leadership, because I've been a part of the marketing club, and also being a part of marketing concentration and being able to attend that event that they have every year and meeting those people from all across America to talk about services leadership and specifically in the marketing space. So that's been great to learn from those people. And I think the thing that I've really appreciated, or I was really looking for in the program, that I think has exceeded it even that much more, is the diversity of thought and ethnicity, specifically in the program. With I've tried to go to all the MCA, the Multicultural Association events, and attending the India dinner, and just all these different things that I didn't necessarily have at my undergrad. It was more people were kind of amongst the same thought versus diversity of thought. So it's been really great to attend club meetings and talk about things like at the issue, or just learn from people that just have so many different backgrounds. And I really appreciate that. It's been wonderful to learn from people and see all the different point of views.
I mean, echo the idea. Yeah, so many people. And yeah, even me, while coming into the program, I was like, oh, I've been doing engineering for so long that everybody thinks like me, but really,
there's so many different ideas. Yeah, even meeting other engineers, you're like, wow, we think completely different, and we actually even had a similar job, but yeah, we think totally differently.
And you have a marketing background. You came into the school trying to do marketing. Did you add on a concentration on top of that?
So I actually originally started as being marketing and business analytics, and then ultimately, after talking to some second years, decided that business analytics, with the way that it was structured, just didn't make sense for me with the things that I was going to be learning. And also, I came from an analytics background right before coming here, so I had a pretty strong groundwork of what some of the things were going to be taught during the business analytics courses. I actually did take some classes over the summer through Coursera and did some different certifications with like Google certifications and digital marketing and a bunch of different things. So I felt like I could still fulfill some of the things that I wanted out of a BA with the quant, but I ended up going more specific with more marketing analytics focused business analytics, just based on the companies I want to work for and the insights that I got from my internship with careers that I want in the future. That's kind of what led me to that way. But I'm first and foremost marketing concentration. Okay. So
I'm assuming you must have taken a lot of classes within marketing, right?
Yeah, so I've taken a lot, and even some extra ones. So I've definitely had just lots of different experiences, and my undergrad was in it too. So I feel like I've taken every element you could possibly learn, from media law to like media communications, even talking about religion, which is a really interesting class I took in undergrad. And then I'm excited about some of the classes I'll be taking next quarter to finish it out.
So of the courses you've taken so far, anything that's your favorites within WP Carey's and marketing?
Yeah, program? I think the two classes that I've loved, I took one last year, which was in Q8. It's a social media and experiences style class. Mm-hmm. It's a marketing elective. Highly recommend anyone. It's Marketing 591 with, Brett. I have to look up the name, his last name, but I know that his name is Brett. And okay. He owns ad agencies in the area, and he's a wonderful teacher to have, because he's still in the industry, which I really appreciate having adjunct professors that are still in the field that they're teaching in, because then they're still on top of everything that's happening. And then they're able to talk about problems and issues that they're having currently. And then we can kind of help them work through those things, which is great. I think the class, I'm taking a digital marketing class right now, which has been really great. In both of those classes, there's a certification piece that's required, which I love, because I love anything that can A, go on a resume, and B, that's something that's actually going to help you potentially with getting jobs in the future, and having a structure to get those certifications. So in the class I took last year, it was Google AdWords certification, Facebook Blueprint. You just had to pick some type of learning path. And then the last one was Google Analytics, which is kind of just like the main stakes of any marketing department. You should understand Google Analytics. That's really important. And then the class I'm in right now is more, it's called the Google Digital Garage, which is more focused on display ads, landing pages, how to actually market online digitally. So all those organic and branded search results that you see in Google, that's kind of the focus of the class, is how do you get those search results to be higher on the page. And like, we're doing a simulation right now that we're testing some of those different words for this fictional camera company, and writing those ads and creating email campaigns and thinking of keywords and then putting actual money against those different keywords. So we're learning a lot, and it's been really great, because that's something that I haven't gotten exposed to. So anything new, I'm always down.
So when you say you need like these classes teach you about the certification, is that a requirement of the class to get the certification?
Yeah, so it's actually a requirement, as like you get points for it, which is great. And usually most of the certifications we're doing are usually good for a year, because digital marketing and just kind of those digital tools are changing so frequently. Right. There are some that are kind of like you could have forever, but very few of the digital marketing and Google specific certifications I've noticed have just been 1 year, which is kind of interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about how you got your internship last year. What was the strategy going into, like, how do you hunt for the internship, and then what really happened?
Yeah. So when I first went into looking for an internship, location was definitely the most important thing. That was my main focus at first. And then it became more role specific as I kind of went along, because I realized that I needed to expand my search a little bit more and be more open to other industries and different companies. And one of the other things that like I thought about as well as I was going through so many other companies was I had so many different industries that I was looking at. I was looking at PlayStation, which was more of like my tech focus. And then Nestle was more consumer packaged goods. And then I looked at American Express, which was more like banking and e-commerce, which was kind of my background before. And then I did a bunch of informational interviews with certain companies and realized I don't know if I wanted to work for them at this point in my career. I felt like I needed to have more to give to them. And so that was kind of like a humbling experience, having some of these informational interviews with like Snapchat, Facebook, Google, and LinkedIn from past coworkers and people that I knew, and just realizing that I ultimately came to this insight that I've always been intrigued by companies that need to be revitalizing their company or have some type of shift in like customer perception. And that's kind of where I ultimately landed with ending up at John Deere. So that was my final internship destination. And then I guess like through the process of that, my dad actually works at John Deere, but he works for John Deere Financial, which is essentially the banking institution of doing all the legal and leasing and all of those components that go into companies and countries buying mass amounts of farm equipment. So it's actually like its own separate entity. But he just recommended, hey, like there's, you know, we always have all these legal interns show up for the summer. Hey, maybe they have marketing ones. Like, you should check it out. So I just applied on their website, went through the whole process. I was actually one of the few MBA interns in the entire program of 520 plus interns, most were engineers. So I would say if I wasn't the only MBA, I was definitely in a small group of maybe five. Mostly the internship focused more towards undergrads that would lead them into a marketing rotational program. I was fortunate enough that I got a full-time offer, but I got the option of doing that rotational program or not with the undergrads. And that's kind of how I ended up at John Deere.
Nice.
Yeah.
So did you like actually work at the same location that your dad was working in?
No. So I actually, how John Deere has their marketing department set up is they have two locations. They're split up based on the specific segment of equipment. So I was actually in Kansas City, which focuses more on the large agriculture equipment. So everything you see like out in a field, like the really big equipment, combines, all of those big pieces of equipment, were in Kansas City where I was focused. And then where I'll be moving to after graduation is more with the consumer business. So everything sold at Lowe's, Home Depot, also golf, and anything that like consumers would purchase like at a normal retailer is
where is that location?
It's in Cary, so it's just outside of Raleigh in North Carolina.
All right. Yeah, and this is where your dad is?
Yes, that's where. Right. Actually, no, my dad is actually in Des Moines.
Okay,
so that's a little Johnston, but that's just like a suburb of Des Moines. So,
So, are you excited to go to Raleigh?
I am actually really excited. Over spring break, I get to meet my team for the first time. So I've talked to my manager on the phone and I've met some of those senior leaders because there's just the two marketing locations. A lot of times those marketing folks like VP and things like that would come to Kansas City to see the marketing team there since they handle both. So it's nice to like meet some of those people, but I'm really excited to meet my day-to-day team over spring break and look for housing and just like be in the office and all of that. So I'm really excited about that.
So congratulations on getting that
job. Yeah, thank you.
Can you expand a little bit about what you actually worked on over the summer? Like what your project was or what your team did specifically?
Yeah, so I was specifically in the Global Training Organization. So what that means is it specializes in the online and in-person sales, and specifically with the training of staff at a dealership, which is something completely new for me. I don't come from a sales background. I've always just been kind of at the end of the line once everything's figured out, hey, let's create advertising. So my role was to interview those salespeople, to ask them about the specific sales tool, and then directly create and create a video and direct this video that was going to be shown to these different dealers on other ways that they could show other ways to actually use this particular sales tool. So it's kind of like gathering all those insights and then from there creating this video because it wasn't being utilized as much as it was. And we had all of this effort and time that was put into this particular sales tool, but the usage wasn't very high on it, even though those that were using it that were high users were finding great value in it. So that was kind of like the disconnect of the two things, that people that were using it, really, really helpful, but a lot of people didn't even know about it, or they didn't know that you could use it in this other way. So that was kind of my ultimate intern project. And yeah, one of the other things that was really great too was I got to attend John Deere's training camp in Orlando, Florida to learn more about the equipment. And I actually got to drive some of the large tractors, which I had never done that before. It's a little scary driving like $500,000 tractor in a field. And you're with like these salespeople and dealers and stuff who really, really know everything there is. I mean, they are speaking in terms that engineers would be really proud that they know as much as they do about the equipment and making adjustments and recommending what type of tractor equipment is best based on the type of farmer. And it was really great too because we also were able to drive competitor vehicles, so do side by side and learn more about how do you actually sell against a competition and understanding what features and value propositions that they're trying to explain to a customer so we can combat that from John Deere's perspective, which was really enlightening, just kind of understand how that all works. And I just have so much more respect for these salespeople and the amount of knowledge and time and everything that they spend to really do a good job.
Okay. So since you have such a good, like solid marketing background, I'd like to ask you a weird question. So a lot of us over here are doing supply chain.
Yeah.
And then how you as a marketing person view supply chain, and how would you like those people to interact with you when you're at a company?
Yeah, I think from my perspective, I think not only understanding like what I do, or at least taking an interest in what goes into marketing, and I think also just having like a mutual respect that both are necessary evils of a company. Like, because I feel like sometimes marketing, like, oh, you guys are just very slow to making a product happen, or you just keep telling us no, but yet, like, you know, we're trying to promote this and make things happen quickly. I think just better understanding where they're both coming from. We're both trying to get to the end game of we want to launch this product, we want to launch this service, we want to launch something. Like, we're both trying to work towards the same goal. Mm-hmm. And I think just understanding that and coming to terms that we're both not trying to fight against one another. Mm-hmm. We're really trying to, like, make this be successful. And marketing sometimes gets a bad rap that all they're doing is they're just trying to sell. And that's, like, that's an easy task compared to the monumental things. when it comes to supply chain, I always said that we always say something in marketing that you have to market to the right person at the right time. But I also like to add to also, like, the right stage in their life, and then also the right medium. Because I think sometimes when, depending on the person, like, some people are very digitally savvy, but then you have customers that are more in the older realm, we'll say 55 plus, that doesn't make sense for them. So even if you're hitting them at all the right time and the right people, you still may be missing those people. So I like to, like, kind of add those additional items to the list. But I think just, like, being in this program, especially being in a program that's so supply chain focused, I just have such a greater appreciation and greater respect after even taking just the first level supply chain class and everything that goes into that. I don't think I knew everything that went into it, and also just the breadth of jobs that are available with everything from logistics to procurement, and even more of a traditional supply chain and sourcing role, and even sustainability could even be kind of wrapped into supply chain. So I think just understanding that there's so many elements to that, and I know that I'll definitely be working with a lot of supply chain and logistics, of because I'll be working with equipment and getting that logistically to a dealer and making that happen. I think I'm definitely grateful to be at a school that has supply chain as such a strong focus, because I know that I will have that in my next role, so it's great.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a few questions about your preferences, your likes and stuff, so let's get started. do you watch a lot of movies? Do you have a favorite movie?
So surprisingly enough, so my major obsession is actually everything to do with Mount Everest. So my top movie, is probably the Everest IMAX movie, actually. If you haven't seen it, it's wonderful.
Beautiful.
It talks all about, the tragedies that happened in 1996, where there were 8 climbers that unexpectedly were killed. And a lot of them, I guess the most tragic part about it was that they're very skilled and professional climbers. They weren't amateurs. And this was obviously a big blow to the community. And I'm a big rock climber, so I have a huge respect for that. I guess my other favorite movies are the entire Fast and Furious series. I'm a big automotive enthusiast, so I love every single one of them. And then also specifically with Star Wars is A New Hope. That's probably my favorite out of the whole series. So those are my top 3.
All right. So when it comes to Mount Everest, do you have a goal in life to go up the mountain?
It's actually my number one bucket list is to just go to base camp.
Okay.
So I have no interest in actually summiting or anything like that. I feel like don't want to risk my own life. I don't think that's it just doesn't make sense for me, but I definitely would like to hike to base camp. And I think that's realistic. I think it's about a 2.5 week commitment, and obviously training and stuff before, but I think that's reasonable, realistic for me.
How do you feel about the Everest movie that came out a couple of years ago?
I really do like that one. I love it because I think a lot more people now have exposure to Everest and what goes into that, and also just understanding what exactly happened on the mountain. And obviously the movie was their take on what happened, and there's a lot of different books written about what happened on the mountain and just different accounts, and every person kind of looks at it differently because obviously, we're human and everyone makes mistakes or whatever. So yeah, but I do love the movie. It's a good movie.
What about TV shows? Anything that's a favorite to binge?
Yeah, so I have kind of categories for these. So when it comes to cooking and baking, I absolutely love The Pioneer Woman. I just love that. I find it so fascinating that she lives out on a ranch and everything like that. With regard to reality TV shows, love 90 Day Fiancé, as you obviously know because we watch it together.
Yep.
I love The Bachelor. So I definitely watched that with my classmates. And then I have kind of other comedy or like feel good type shows that I watch. I love The Good Doctor, Fresh Off the Boat, Speechless. I think those are probably like the main ones that I watch every single week that I just love.
What about music? Do you have a favorite artist or genre of music?
So I have three favorites, and they're definitely all in different genres. So my number one is Lady Gaga. Way before all of this happened, I was a fan from like 2011 when she was doing Just Dance. And then Ellie Goulding. I love her. I love M83, which is kind of like an old school. They're kind of techno. I don't really know how to describe them. Kind of EDM-y. And then Adele. I just love Adele. I think she's just a fantastic singer for our generation. I just love her.
Nice. Are you into reading? Do you read books? And do you have a favorite book or book series or an author?
Yeah. So with me, because I'm super into Everest, my top like three books are actually all Everest related books. It's just been like a fascination of mine. So book wise, Into Thin Air by John Krakauer, The Climb, and then Left for Dead, which is Beck Weather's book. And then my kind of like feel good book that I've always really enjoyed reading, like growing up, was Tuesdays with Morrie by Mitch Albom. Yeah, I would say that those are probably my favorite books.
If you could talk to someone from history, just get to know them, who would that person be and why?
I think for me, it would probably be Audrey Hepburn. And the reason why I say that, not only was I actually named after her.
Really?
So like I have like a special namesake bond with her. But I think just the fact that she was just such a wonderful person. Not only was she a great actress and everything that she did, but she had a lot of humanitarian elements with UNICEF towards the end of her life. And I think I love hearing stories of people that were like not only beautiful on the outside, but also beautiful on the inside when it comes to actresses and people in Hollywood that really are good people and trying to make a difference in the world. So I think she would be the person I would be most excited to meet, probably. Yeah.
Do you have any pet peeves you can share with us today?
I'll leave it to three. So the first one is people showing up to late to meetings. I have a real problem with punctuality. I am always like so early to everything. So that's the least that I want from others. Meetings, just have a meeting. I feel like that drives me crazy because our time is so precious, especially when we're at work and the 40 hours or 50 or whatever hours we give, I feel like we shouldn't be in meetings. I feel like we should just be working on the work. And then the last being is being on your phone texting or doing something else while on a one-on-one. I feel like that's like the most disrespectful thing you can do, is not giving someone your full attention. So those are my three pet peeves.
I think I'd share a couple of them with you. Yeah, it's just how people have become nowadays.
Just I know, we're phone. Just so lackadaisical. Yeah. My goodness.
All right, so we already know what you're going to do after graduation. So is there anything else you want to tell us about what your general goals were before coming in? If there's something kind of a location that you wanted to be at or the kind of companies that you wanted to be at?
Yeah, I think for me, just kind of like where I want to be 10 years from now and kind of things around that element is I'm hoping to either be a director or VP level and hoping to be at an innovative and tech-minded company. And that's one thing also with John Deere that I was really intrigued by, is that they're doing a lot in the tech space and they want to be known first and foremost as a tech company, not just an agriculture company. Which I think is a huge shift from when people hear John Deere, they think of, oh, that's like my grandfather's tractor, or I see people like plowing in the fields and that's how we get our food for, you know, the world. But they're doing so much more when it comes to even like drones, and they're doing a lot more with automation, with field trials and things like that. And even they were doing a bunch of testing over the summer with this particular seed. It was like a specific seeding device where it could identify if a plant was a weed or if it was an actual like a plant and it needed to be fertilized. And so not only implications of like, you know, exactness and time, but the best part about it was that it would be much more sustainable because you would be using less of the fertilizer or less of water or pest control or whatever because it would be down to that like exact plant. So there was a lot of AI that was going into scanning the fields and things like that. And they're also doing a lot of acquisitions of new companies. And they just do a really good job of determining what this company should be. They recently just bought a road construction company that fills, surprisingly enough, a lot of people don't know this, John Deere actually does have a construction and forestry division, which most people know just as agricultural equipment. So they do have a lot of different types of equipment, and they're also one of the main sponsors of PGA. So all the equipment that's for golf courses for the PGA tournaments is John Deere.
Okay.
So yeah, just some like little fun facts.
Yeah, it's nice to like, we've always thought of John Deere as a traditional company, but now we see that they're also innovating
and
they're acquiring so many companies that'll help them grow and expand.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for people who are trying to pursue their MBA or are ready to get into WP Carey, how they should tackle the first year?
Yeah, I think so. Some of the words of advice that I would give is treat this program like it's your full-time job. I think sometimes we look at this as it's a break or it's a really nice vacation or whatever, and so we're not treating it maybe as seriously. So definitely say focus not only the amount of time, but just the amount of rigor that you're putting into it with treating this like you're trying to advance your job in the same way that you're trying to advance your learning. And then I also just think efforts from like an academic standpoint, but also just being willing to try new things and being social and kind of getting outside your comfort zone. And then my last piece of advice would be focus less on what the program isn't and more on what the program is. Because I think sometimes we focus so much on comparing our school with maybe other schools or comparing what our friends had even in past years at WP Carey. And I think just being grateful for the program that we're in now and with the people we're with, because I just feel like it was meant to be that we were supposed to be here at this time. And so I think just focusing less on everything it isn't, I think we'll just, all of us will end up being better people and more grateful for, you know, being chosen to be in this program. So I think those would be my words of advice.
And you're also the president of the Strategic Marketing Club.
I sure am.
So let's talk a little bit about what's coming up for the club.
Yeah. So with regards to March, we are planning some on-site tours to some local companies instead of doing a formal trek to a hub city. So stay tuned for that. On April 5th, we're going to do a tour of OH, which is a marketing and advertising company, which will be from 1 to 3 on 4-5 in Phoenix. And you can go to our Facebook page and you can get all the information. And then the other element that we're planning as well is having a Q4, Q8 final kind of like send-off for the second years and also barbecue. Which will be at my house. And we just recently announced our new presidency. So we're really excited for Megan and Louise to be our new co-presidents for next year. They're going to do a great job and they've already done a great job. So we're really excited to hand over the torch to those two.
And once you're done, how would you like your peers to remember you?
I think I was kind of thinking about this a little bit with like the words that I want people to describe me or the way that I think of myself and hope that others think of me. I want people to know me as a hard worker. I want people to know me as being honest, willing to always step up to the plate, even if the task is not exactly the most glamorous, that I was extremely organized and kind of took on that project manager role, and then talented in the sense of that I knew what I was doing and that I contributed something to my team and helped them in some way.
All right. Definitely think that is how people will remember you.
Sure. I hope so.
And this is kind of the end. So can you just give out your email address or wherever you're active on social media so that people who are interested in getting to know you more can get in touch with you?
Of course. So my ASU email is Audrey, A-U-D as in dog, R-E-Y, period, and then my last name, A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, at asu.edu. And you're obviously more than welcome to add me on LinkedIn if you want to connect with me professionally, and that has all my other social media and, you know, the usual, you know, Facebook, all that stuff. Okay. So, yeah.
All right, Audrey, that is the end.
Thank you so much
for being here on the show, and thank you for everyone who's listening to be tuning in today. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Audrey brings a whole lot of experience to the program and has taught us a lot through her contributions here at WP Carey. All the best to you, Audrey, and I hope you're amazingly successful in your life and career. To our listeners, thank you so much for listening. We are available on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, and every other podcast platform.